We are marking the 40th anniversary of Operation Baby Lift during the Vietnam War. This was a series of flights to evacuate orphaned Vietnamese children right before the fall of Saigon. Julie Davis was one of those babies. She got adopted by a family here in Seattle. But growing up, Davis hid this part of her past. She was afraid people would reject her as a negative reminder of that controversial war. KUOW reporter Liz Jones and Julie Davis were high school friends in Olympia. Recently, they talked about Davis's rescue from Vietnam and her journey back there years later.
We met in high school, and I honestly don't know if it ever came up that you were adopted from Vietnam.
You know, for me, it was much more safe if people didn't know. Like, even you as one of my closest friends, to not know is not shocking to me.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, your dad was Japanese, so I think we all just assumed you were his Japanese daughter.
Right. If someone would ask me, you know, oh, you look just like your dad, I would not correct them at all.
Now, I know that started to change for you as you got older, and eventually you returned to Vietnam to find out more about your adoption. What was it like for you to be there?
You know, a lot of what went through my mind was, wow, what if I had never been on that airplane? And, you know, and I remember the first night we were there and looking at people and thinking, wow, any one of these people I could be related to.
Now, I know you went to look for the orphanage where you first lived as a baby. What did the orphanage look like when you finally found it?
It kind of looked like a lot of rubble. I mean, something that was left unfinished. And so I really thought that that was the end of the journey. But then we jumped back in our car and we were just bumping up and down all these little alleyways and stopping at little storefronts. And then we ended up at another set of gates. And it was explained to us that this is the convent where the Catholic nun lived. And she was the woman who took care of me and multiple babies. And we had managed to find where she was living. So there we were. It was kind of a shock. And a little Vietnamese lady came out, and the guide used my Vietnamese, my given name, Nguyen Thi Thanh Truc. So her reaction when the guide said, this is who this is, and pointed at me, was overwhelming. And I instantly knew that she knew who I was. She looked at me, and then she came and hugged me as if I was her own child. So it was a wonderful reunion.
So you were a one-year-old baby when Sister Emmeline gave you over to the airlift for the Operation Baby Lift. What did you guys talk about when you finally met? What was that conversation like?
She explained to me that I came to her, to the orphanage, from the hospital. You know, I still had my umbilical cord, and that my mother was extremely ill. She cut my cord. She named me. She had said, I wondered if you would come back after all these years. I've wondered, you know, what happened to you? Were you okay? And did you have a family? And I think she was very set on this idea that, you know, you could come stay here, or you could live here. And we joked about it.
So she would still take you back if she could.
Yes. I mean, she made it very clear that, you know, there's a home here. And that was such a warm feeling to know that. She was far more, I think, emotional than I was, because she had so much more to remember. You know, she was an adult at the time, and to say goodbye to all these children and to go through the physical and emotional pains of the war. Just before Saigon fell and Sister Emmeline brought these babies, she had actually requested to also be evacuated. And sounded like a very last-minute decision when the American representing the agency went to the gate in Saigon as they were relinquishing the babies and had a conversation with Sister Emmeline, and she broke down in tears and said, I can't come. There's too many sick babies. And she didn't want to leave the children behind, and she didn't want to abandon them. And that to me was always something that was overwhelming, that she had made that sacrifice.
When you think about her now and the way you've thought about her over the years, what does she mean to you and to your life?
What she means to me, I mean, I feel indebted to her had she not been so brave and committed to take these children and really, I mean, she was, you know, begging the agencies and the local government, please, you know, take these children. And I feel that she really set the path for our lives and gave us the opportunity. And knowing that she was willing to sacrifice that opportunity for herself, it's an overwhelming feeling of indebtedness.
You know, for so long, you turned your back on this part of your past and your Vietnamese culture. What do you feel you've gotten out of it to turn the other way and embrace this?
For so many years, I was full of shame. I was so ashamed to be Vietnamese, and I was ashamed to be adopted. But taking that trip, it just really has allowed me to think about, you know, how do I want to raise my kids? How do I want to live the rest of my life? It just really changed my my feeling about adoption. And, you know, I have had my oldest child ask me, you know, what does it feel like? And it's interesting to have those conversations with her. So, you know, my daughter, she was very proud. So that makes me feel good.
Julie Davis now lives outside of Minneapolis with her husband and two kids. And you can see photos of Julie then and now.